Hello, welcome to Tea Time with Marcella. Grab your favorite cup of tea or the beverage of your choice and join us as we dive into today's topic. I was reading in Psalms, the 30th chapter, and I began to think about the scripture in verse 5 that says, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." You know, many times we are so focused on the negative that we don't see the positive. But King David saw the reality of God's love and favor. When David was in trouble, the Lord rescued him and refused to let his enemies triumph over him. And when David cried to the Lord for help, the Lord restored his health. When David's life was in danger, the Lord kept him from being killed. David remembered that the Lord was angry for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime. David acknowledges that because of the Lord, there may be some weeping, but with the new morning, the Lord brings joy. David remembers how overconfidence in his own ability can be quickly changed and shattered. But when you cry out to the Lord in verse 8 and beg for mercy, the Lord hears and he has mercy in verse 10. The Lord can turn sadness and mourning into joy, verse 11. So David finds himself praising the Lord in verses 4 and 12, because God hears, God rescues, God restores, and God protects us and keeps us from death. He's there for us. Anything and everything that we need, we can rely on the Lord, and he will come to our aid. I want to encourage you, whatever failures you have, just repent and turn back to the Lord. He wants to restore you. He wants to rescue you. He is ready to forgive you. And sometimes we weep because, you know, you're praying over your loved ones, or you're praying over your children, or you're praying over close friends. And you cry out to the Lord to forgive them, to save them, to heal them. You stand in the gap for the family and for the friends that you have. But remember that the Lord hears. He hears every one of your prayers, and he answers in his own timing. Again, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Well, I hope that you have been encouraged and enlightened. Join us here each Saturday at 3 p.m. for Tea Time with Marcella.